This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One plane, four seats, one engine, landing where you want, when you want, then getting out and looking around. That, in a nutshell, is the series we're doing with Jim Fallows and his wife Deb that we're calling American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
Part of what we've seen, Jim, Deb, and I, in the past couple of places we've been, is that the towns that are doing well in part because they're building a specific story, a story about the kind of town they are, the kind of town they want to be, and that often turns out to be a story that changes their economic fortunes. Jim, it's good to talk to you. Welcome back.
Kai, thank you.
Give me a for instance, Jim, would you, of this idea of narrative and destiny, I guess?
Let me click off a couple of them quickly. There's a little town of Holland, Michigan, on the shore of Lake Michigan, which has a long manufacturing heritage, but recently their downtown was running down. The way they turned that in a different direction was to have this oddball plan of heating all the city streets and sidewalks so there was never snow on them. The lesson the city people drew from that is that local manufacturers, local wealthy people could turn their attention to local problems and solve it. In Sioux Falls, as we discussed before, they had a change in legislation allowed them to attract new kinds of businesses. In Burlington, Vermont, there was a real renaissance of the downtown, which people say, yes, we did that one time, we can do it again. The point that I think rises above the specifics is that the way people understand their past and the things that worked affects their view of the present and, more importantly, the future.
Who has to believe, though, Jim? I mean, so let's go back to Eastport. The guy we talked to at the port, Chris Gardner, who told the stories about the pregnant cows and all of that. He clearly believes, but does everybody in town have to be on board, or is it enough for one person? Is it enough for the town mothers and fathers to lead the way and hope everybody follows in absorbing the narrative?
Of course, that's a crucial and complicated question because, you know, one of the many unscientific aspects of what we're doing as we travel around is we only see the people who've decided to stay someplace. Mm-hmm. You know, the population of Eastport has fallen by, you know, three quarters over the last half century. The people who are still there have to think it's worth it and there are ways they can work together. I think the people who feel otherwise, they've gone other places.
Well, along those lines, let me ask you the drinking the Kool-Aid test. What's the risk of everybody believing it so much that it can't possibly come true because it's not realistic?
This is a question people have asked about the U.S. in general, mm-hmm. almost since the time of our founding, whether the prevailing ideal we have here, that people are in charge of their own destinies, from, you know, Benjamin Franklin or Horatio Alger or any other great either idealizer or myth maker, if you will, of American life, whether that runs the risk of lulling people into blaming themselves for situations beyond their control. You know, there are economic ups and downs that nobody can do anything about. I think at the local level, the danger would be people trying too hard to hang on to something that's just not savable.
Do you think this applies at the national level? I mean, it's one thing for Eastport population 1,330, whatever it was, to believe in this, and even Holland, Michigan, a lovely town, I'm sure. But at the national level, can we, through force of narrative, retrieve things that we need to in this country?
I actually think we can. Like you, I've spent a fair amount of my life outside the United States watching it from outside. And what is so impressive to me is both the collective national mythos and sort of the component parts that make us different from other places. One of the most important parts of those components is the idea that we can suck in people, attract talent from all around the world and give them a chance. That's a lot harder for other places to do. And I think that the idea of America always having some ideal of what it can aspire to, I think it does give us some power.
And that's why we call the series American Futures. James Fallows, he is the national correspondent for The Atlantic Magazine. We'll be off at some point in December again, Jim, I guess, yes?
Yes, we're going to see you on the West Coast.
Oh,
and the details
good.
To come.
All right, it'll be warmer. Jim, take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Kai.